Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
And we want to welcome our guest, comedian Corey Kahaney. Did I say that right?
You did. Nicely done.
Thank you. You may have seen her. She's appeared 7 times on the Craig Ferguson show. What is it? The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson. She's appeared in the first season of NBC's Last Comic Standing. She made it to the finale. That's phenomenal. It's great. Other TV credits, the Comedy Central presents Corey Kahaney, your own show. Wow.
What was the special? Half hour special.
Is that on YouTube?
It's on ComedyCentral.com.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
You can see it.
They have a lot of videos. Oh, that's terrific. We'll have to check that out. Well, thank you for being here. We really appreciate when a comedian comes to My Crazy Office, because we all know that you don't have traditional workplace jobs, but yet you've got a great perspective.
Well, and I think that there's always a comedian in every office. There's always
that's
somebody.
True. That's true. An entertainer at the very least.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's so true. You're absolutely right.
It's like one of those, you know, the family roles that
that's
you fall
right.
into.
That's
you
right.
Know? I was actually for many years, I worked in a corporate environment, and I was in food service, and I was known as the funniest woman in food service until finally one person pointed out, no one is looking for the funniest woman. It is not an asset.
I bet it was, though.
Well, I mean, it's certainly how I got over.
I think that's a real honor. All right, why don't we go to our first question, Logan?
Sure. I'm not a parent, but I work very closely with a woman who has 3 school-age children. Even though she's physically in the office, her kids constantly call and text her. She's always running off to a Little League game, a science fair, or an emergency room. I feel it's politically incorrect to resent her, but I'm tired of picking up the slack. What should I do?
We hear this all the time.
It's true.
It's really true. Parents. I mean, I was a parent, and I did exactly this, didn't I? Did you ever get annoyed at me, Catherine?
No, actually, I did not. But you made some very conscious decisions. I mean, being your own boss, being a business owner, gives you a little more freedom. I think you took Fridays off for the first 3 years of your daughter's life.
But she's now in college, and she texts me. I mean, I think this is just the way it is. But, you know, anyway, to me, this is easily solved.
Yes.
Don't you think? I mean, I think it's easily solved. I think all she really has to do is just go to this woman and say, look, I cover for you. I need you to cover for me. I've got a friend in town, or I've got a sick parent, or, you know, there's something else. I want to take some time off. Would you cover for me? I mean, most parents know this.
Oh, yeah.
I just think reveals that she has some problems.
In my opinion. Thinking the same.
Like, for example, why doesn't she have her own kids? I mean, as you can see, having kids makes working so much easier.
You know, that is so true. Work is a break.
Yeah, I mean, if you have kids, your work environment will be constantly flexible and easygoing. And she chooses to sort of live this straight and narrow path. I mean, I think Gwyneth Paltrow pointed it out recently, last week, that, you know, when you work in an office, it's so much easier than doing, say, one film a year. And this is just another example of somebody just not taking advantage of their biological abilities.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because what I was going to say, I think when you are not a parent, that you don't know how torn the mother feels, probably. There's a lot of guilt, and, you know, that she may feel like she's not doing a good job in either place, at home or in the office. And so I think, actually, Kathy, to your point, besides her realizing that she has a problem not being a parent, she could speak to this person and perhaps get some extra time, some extra help, just by playing on the guilt that the mother feels.
You know, I just think it's, I'm not really sure about that. But anyway, I just want to say that I think we have to, you know, some people are not parents by choice.
Yes.
And I know, I see people on Facebook always saying that and putting down people that have kids. I'm not really sure what that's about. But there are people that by choice do not want to have children.
Yeah.
And I think we have to address the fact that they should have the same equal flexibility that parents have.
Should be given the same consideration.
Yeah. I think that they should. And I think that parents should consider those people.
those non-parental types.
Right, right. Not everybody's going to be a parent. And also, you know, there are different stages in life when, you know, maybe you've done bringing up your kids. And, you know, parents do get a lot of time off.
I just think whenever you're pointing the finger at someone else, there's always three fingers pointing back at you.
There we go.
I mean, I hate to pick, you know, I hate to sort of pick like a you know, spiritual thing. But when you're focusing on other people and what they're getting away with, invariably it's because you're not really focusing on your own potential. So I say, I agree with you.
Wait a minute. Did we bring Gandhi here today instead of a comedian?
I'm sorry. I agree with you that it's a good idea to say, listen, you know, I cover for you a lot. You should cover for me. But invariably find out, look inside, see what it is that this person is bringing up for you. If this person is bringing up for you that they are more entitled than you, then that might just be the way that you're viewing it.
Right. Actually, to bring in a yet another psychological element, there is a great deal of jealousy that can happen. For, you know, sometimes you may wish that you had children, or you wish you had a spouse, you wish you had reasons that you had to leave the office early. And so I think it is a good point that you have to examine what are your motives, what's being triggered in you. And it's a great idea to go back to what is it that you're trying to do with your career here? What is it? And with your life. So if it seems unfair that this person gets to take so many breaks, maybe you need to take more breaks yourself.
I actually agree with Corey's first point, which is that work is a hell of a lot easier than being a parent. So all of those texts and all of those Little League games and, you know, the science fair and the emergency room, it's really hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard being
And I think
parent.
The powers that be know what's going on. Nobody's really that blind.
Right.
I mean, if this one's not in the office so often, they know. They know that you're doing your job. They know that you're being productive. Or are you not being productive and you're just spending most of the time, you know, grinning and bearing and watching what everybody else is getting away with? Because if that's the case, then you need to be more productive and shine. And you will be rewarded.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think this is a really interesting topic.
Yes.
But I'm ready to move on from it. All right, so wait,
just a final tip for our viewer is look at yourself, look at your own motives here, ask for what you want. If you want tit for tat, ask for some more time or some help and get, you know, have the mother help you as well, take time that you may need, and really consider what it is, where it is you're trying to go and take your career and your life. The end.
Okay.
nice summary there, Catherine. Here's the next question. I have a coworker who drives me crazy. He does the minimum amount of work necessary to keep his job. If he has an assignment to complete, he puts it off until the last minute. Mm. When he arrives to work, he forgets to swipe his ID card so that it doesn't appear on his digital record. The other day, we were checking inventory, and he told me not to go too fast so that we could avoid doing any other work that afternoon. I cannot stand working with this guy. What would you do?
I would promote him.
Make him CEO.
I mean, you know, you have to understand, I'm a comedian, and people think, oh, it's great. You get up on stage, you tell jokes, you see people laughing, you make people happy. But that is by far the least desirable part of my job. By far the best part of my job is the hours. I mean, look at this. I just started, and I'm almost done. That's why being a comedian is a great job. And I remember years ago when I wanted to shine. This is back when I was in food service.
Caring.
And I would be working hard, and people would like slap me and they'd say, you need to take twice that long to peel that carrot. I mean, you're
really?
Going to get paid the same amount of money if you peel 10 carrots or if you peel one carrot. And the message was always try to make the most amount of money for the least amount of work.
That is amazing.
Yes. But I don't know. I think there is something to be said for this guy trying to get away with it. He's not going to go anywhere. He's not going to get promoted.
That's for sure. He's not going to go anywhere except in the inventory closet. He's just going to hang out there for long periods of time.
I can't understand this way of being. I just can't understand it.
Well, I think that the real point to notice is that it's hard to imagine, if this is not your tendency, if this is not your inclination, it's really hard to imagine what drives this kind of person, right?
Yeah, well,
a slacker, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're working for the paycheck, period.
Yeah. Isn't it funny though? There's so many shows where you see this, like
that's right.
The Workaholic show, yes. Parks and Recreation. Like every workplace show sort of depicts an environment in where you don't need to be that productive.
It's true.
And
it's
I don't understand. Is that because that's what we want, or that's the way the workplace really is today?
I don't. I think people work very hard in most work environments. Workplace is pretty stressful. But I think if there are certain industries and certain, like the government, you
certain
know, the
agencies.
Social service agencies. I mean, the IRS, I believe those people work really hard. But I've, you know, when you go to get your license renewed.
Right.
Honestly, could they be any slower?
No, I have a special story to share, which is I used to be an employment counselor for senior citizens, which I really enjoyed. And I would have to go to the Department of Employment once every quarter, right? We'd have to submit our vouchers. And there was one person there who had a TV on her desk. And if I interrupted her soap opera, she sent me to the back of the line. Now that, to me, was crazy.
Yeah, yeah, I remember once waiting.
Arc tax dollars that work for you.
Yeah. I was once waiting. I'm not going to say the university, but we used to both teach there in the evening. And I needed a security guard to open up my room.
Yeah.
And she was eating, and she made me wait.
Until she finished her sandwich.
Until she finished. And then, but to even talk to me, even see what I wanted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty annoying.
I once had a therapist that would say, is it okay if I eat in front of you? I wouldn't say she said that every time, but there was. Oh, she always asked before the therapy session would start, she would say, I may need to take a call, or is it okay? And one time she asked if she could clean while we were doing this.
Wait, is this true?
It's a true story.
Did you feel special in that moment?
And I said, okay. And I said, you're not going to vacuum, are you?
What did she do?
Well, she was dusting.
Wait a minute, Corey, there's something wrong here. Was she trying to be your mother or something? Was she trying to...
She's trying to trigger feelings of abandonment,
I'm sure. There was definitely transference there. I was a person who paid very little for the session, and I think I saw her at convenient times for her. It was one of those sliding scale situations. But the one time that she asked me if she could eat, I said, sure. I didn't know she meant she was going to bring out tuna fish, slice up onions, and mix the mayonnaise and make it
an entire meal right in front of you.
I was like, why don't you get a hibachi?
Yeah, right?
This is really cheap therapy.
Oh, don't get me started. That's a whole nother issue.
That's really
therapy,
interesting.
Therapist behaviors in different settings.
So what do you do if you work with somebody like this? I quit. I couldn't do it.
You put in your two weeks and you just throw them the towel?
You can't go and, you know,
report them.
Because if you do, then, you know, you're known as a snitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say, you mentioned that this person should be promoted. I would say work to get promoted yourself and get out of there. You don't have to take inventory so slowly that it costs you the whole afternoon. I would just get busy on my own work and, you know, befriend those in higher places and get ready to be promoted.
Yes. I also think this is a good time to use humor. You could say, listen, I think it's terrific that you want to do the least amount of work for the most amount of money. I, on the other hand, have been raised, you know, this is against my belief system. So do me a favor, you know, just rev it up a half an inch because I can't work this way. And you can have fun. You can joke about it.
Be lighthearted about it.
You can say, when you do the inventory with Jason, you know, knock yourselves out and you guys can just, you know, play video games. You can play Candy Crush the entire time. But when I'm here, you know, unfortunately, pretend, you know, you can call me Stalin, that I want to actually do the job.
I like that. I like that.
The cute little pet names and just...
So you're not compromising yourself. And,
yeah, you make know, fun of yourself and say, I am wacky. I need to do it right.
I think that's
I'm
really
crazy.
Good.
I just love to do my job.
Yeah, see, I think a lot of people are not comedians. You know, they don't have a sense of humor, and they don't know how to do that.
But I do think that often they don't realize that as a tool that's available.
Yeah, you're right.
So you're absolutely right. You get into this moment where it's like deer in the headlights. I cannot believe this person is doing this to me.
Right.
And you're stuck.
Right.
And if you can just try to, wait a minute, is there a funny way of me to say, you know, I know you have a lot of opinions.
Right.
Like, let's say somebody is, you know, is giving you a hard time. You say, I know you have a lot of very valid opinions. Here's an interesting thing. We have lunch coming up, so why don't you know? But there's humor is at your disposal, and it may work to your advantage.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, that's agreed. Terrific. I think you're 100% right about that. I wish we had more questions for Corey, but that's it for this episode. Corey, where can people find you?
You can go to my website, CoreyKahaney.com, and I have a CD there. You can write to me. You can ask me more questions. I will be very irreverent.
That's terrific.
And Stalin-esque.
That's great. All right, so join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast, and don't forget to send your questions and your stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.